So how do we balance the functional fundamental identities? Is it that when we realize I am the soul, then we give up everything else? No. I gave the example of a computer and a user. Now, if I understand that I am not my computer, that does not mean, okay, I'm not my computer, so I'll throw my computer away. It's not like that. I still take care of my computer. If I understand that I am not my car, that doesn't mean I don't stop caring for the car. All that it means is, if I understand I am not my car, that means I understand that putting fuel in the car is not going to fill my belly. I understand that the needs of the car are different from my needs. So just as I make time for taking care of the car's needs, I make time for taking care of my own needs also. So the soul's need is spiritual. The soul longs for a spiritual connection with the supreme spiritual reality. It's known as God, Absolute Truth. Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita names calls him Krishna. So that connection happens through what we did just now, singing the holy names of God, singing the Hare Krishna mantra, understanding spiritual philosophy. So this process of nourishing, it is, we call it A, B, C, D. A is association. You come with the association of spiritually minded people, that nourishes the soul. B is books. We read books of wisdom like the Bhagavad Gita. C is chanting, what we did right at the beginning. Chant the holy names. And D is diet. We take food, but we take spiritualized, sanctified food. And that's what we'll have soon. And that also nourishes. So it's a very practical process for nourishing the soul also. Yeah, please.
Is there,